We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien with our weekly three and out segment. We talk about three sports topics, and usually it's about college, and it is today. And let's get started with the mighty Johnnies of St. John's, where, as I've, you know, I am not bashful to say my son is a senior finance major there and played rugby. They're going to be heading to Ireland in a few weeks for some exhibition matches, so that'll be fun for them. Not for me. I'm staying here. But what is happening with our Johnnies, the basketball team, right?
Well, you know, Bob, the Johnnies have been doing well all year. They're leading the MIAC. I think they've only lost one game in the conference and four games overall. But you know, there's a lot of good college basketball in Minnesota besides being at the D1 level, right?
Yeah.
And last week we talked about Caleb Williams, the other Caleb Williams at McAllister, and his 51 points. Well, the Johnnies had a record on Saturday, school record, single game school record, 21 three-pointers in their 101-62 win over St. Scholastica. So the Johnnies basketball team continues to impress. And so congrats to them on setting that record. That's pretty cool.
You know what, when you say St. Scholastica, the football team scored just about that many points a few years ago against St. Scholastica. My God, why do they even have sport? Well, that's a bad thing to say. Why do they even have sports programs there? It's because it's for the kids. It builds moral turpitude or something. I tell you what, with all the losses they take.
Those kids have plenty of character
with all the losses they absorb.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that when the Johnnies football team got the 101 points. I think it was the same year that then St. Thomas went down and did the same thing to St. Olaf, when they got booted out of the conference. So
yeah. But St. John, when they did they get to 101 or just 100? Or is it 98 or 99? Somewhere in that range.
They might have been right up against it, I think.
But. Wow. That's pretty good. Yeah, though, I mean, they can play some basketball at St. John's, no question about it.
They have. Like I said before, the football team sometimes overshadows the other sports programs, but the basketball team has had its own long run of success up there.
Well, and you know that the back in the 50s, they had a pretty good hockey coach who was winning a lot of games. His name was John Gilardi. I remember him telling me he would coach from the second floor window above the outdoor ice skating rink that they had, because he didn't want to go down on the ice because he couldn't skate.
Yep.
So he would just, you know, yell down on the ice, which I think is terrific. But yeah, Gilardi was a great guy, great coach, and obviously I miss him. A lot of people do. I love talking to him. All right, so let's go to your alma mater, the St. Thomas, and their hockey team. They got a hockey team.
This has been, for me, Bob, this has been the surprise of the season. You know, you always expect the John Tower and the basketball team to do well, and they're doing okay. I think they're about third in the Summit League right now, in just their third year of play. But the St. Thomas hockey team came out, you know, hot out of the gate, knocking off St. Cloud, and they've been holding their own all year, and they've been atop the CCHA conference for most of the year. It flipped, I think, last week. They were tied with Minnesota State Mankato. Then I think the Tommies beat them 4-2 in Mankato.
Wow.
And now Tommies are back at the top of the conference. So still probably means that, you know, Mankato, if there's, you know, they have the tournament and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see where it goes. But at this point, as I understand it, still there's the postseason ban in place. So don't be looking for the Tommies to end up in the Frozen Four anytime soon, unless the NCAA changes its
position
on that.
No,
but
they're not going to do that.
But it's just fun. You know, it's, you know, we talk a lot with the Gophers about the transfer portal and some of the way that that's adversely impacted the Gophers. But on the flip side, the St. Thomas programs have done really well with the transfer portal.
Well, and isn't St. Thomas, the hockey program, is going to do even better? Aren't they building a new rink?
Yes. So right now, their home rink, they share it with St. Thomas Academy, the high school. So
yes,
they've got it's a 1,000-seat high school ice arenas where they play their home games. They've played, they play the Gophers at the X. They've done a few of those, but yeah, they're building a basketball/hockey arena on the South Campus down there, which is going to be, it's going to be very nice. I'm very excited to be able to go over there and see games in a venue like that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it'll be state of the art. All right, now, what is item three in this week's
item three
and out?
A few weeks ago, we talked about the NFL holding the playoff game on Peacock and fans being upset about that. Well, this weekend, the Big Ten got a little bit of blowback because the Gophers-Badgers men's hockey series was on BTN Plus over the weekend. And, you know, people are upset about that. But it's like, you know what, kids, this is kind of the wave of the future. I mean, I think that you're going to see teams and you're going to see conferences doing, you know, deals like this with streaming services and having more control over it. Versus trying to rely on, you know, large deals for, you know, network stations, whether it be radio or television. I mean, look what the Twins are going through with Bally and having to have decisions impact the lack of TV revenue potentially impacting on field decisions. So I think this is going to be the way of the future with these streaming services covering sports. People just have to get used to it.
See, I understand, like, and also the Bally thing, that's going to wind up going on Prime Video if you have that. That might be mm-hmm. something for people. I mean, that would be, at least if you get Prime Video, you got plenty of other options. You're not just going to get sports options. So right. That's something to maybe for, you know, people to look at if they're wondering, why do I have to pay that? But, again, you watch a lot of movies, you watch the Thursday night football game. But as for this, in college sports, it should be a little different because these college schools, and they should be more concerned about the number of people and the number of fans they have watching and they can keep, because that's important to them. I mean, if they want to raise money or get money, they're going to have people that want to give it and they want to be able to see these sports. I don't know. I'm a little off different when it comes to the colleges and how I know they're money grubbers too.
And maybe I'm just used to it because, you know, for all the years that St. Thomas was Division III, particularly of football, I would watch their games online.
Yes. That was the only option you had. You couldn't do it any
other
way. Yeah,
right. So I just got used to it. So it's not like a big deal to me. But, yeah, I suppose for some folks it could be. But I just think that's, you know, these schools, these conferences, they're always looking for how can we make more money. And I think if they think they can make more money this way, they'll do it.
Well, the Big Ten, I mean, that's a money machine. That's mm-hmm. why you had four teams from the Pac-12 come over. You know, because right. they wanted a piece of that revenue. They weren't getting it in the Pac-12, but they're getting it in the Big Ten now. And the Big Ten, I mean, I'll just go off on a little tangent there with Southern Cal, USC, UCLA, Washington, and Oregon coming over. Good luck to the Gophers ever getting out of the second division, let alone ever winning the conference.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I mean, they're going to be they'll be battling to get out of, what do we got now? How many teams are in the Big Ten now?
I've lost track.
18 or 19?
Something like that, yeah.
I mean, we could figure it out. But, I mean, they're going to be in that bottom 8 or 9 just about mm-hmm. every year because there's so many good ones at the top end. So
yeah. But, hey, all they need is a winning record or to have not enough schools with winning records and they can slip into a participation trophy bowl like they did this last year.
Well, they had that good GPA or that, you know, that improved. That helped them out. So, yeah, so keep the kids smart. Maybe they'll be all right. Now, we're done with the three and outs, but I want to ask you, we're less than a week away from the Super Bowl. Anything change for you? Or are you thinking, I mean, you're going back and forth or you're pretty much locked in?
No, I just think I think it's going to be Kansas City. I think that, you know, Mahomes is Mahomes. I could be surprised by that, but I just think they're kind of dialed in and on a roll right now. I mean, look, they've had to San Francisco got to play their playoff games at home, which is a real tough environment for the visiting team out there. Chiefs had to win it the hard way on the road, and I think they've been kind of, you know, was it iron sharpens iron? I think that they'll be in good shape going into the Super Bowl.
I agree, but the one thing about it, if they're up at halftime, don't think it's over because the Niners have come back, what, in their first
right.
Do keep
in mind some Weisenheimer Chiefs fan that was working on the construction of the stadium out there in Vegas buried a Chiefs, like, kingdom flag or towel underneath the stadium, so they've got good.
That's like Jimmy Hoffa being buried in the old Giants stadium.
Yep.
Who knows where it is, and good luck finding it. But all right, so well, that's over then, if that's the case, if there's a Chiefs towel. Oh.
Yep.
Do you have any idea, did they give the stat with that? Have the Chiefs lost in, they lost this year, didn't they, in Vegas?
I don't know.
It's not like they haven't ever lost there. So I don't know. You know what? I don't know. I don't really care. because it's I still think I do agree that the Chiefs will win because of Mahomes and because his receivers, it's like they've suddenly got Velcro on their hands. They're not dropping anything after dropping a lot of passes during the regular season.
Yep.
And I keep going back. It's overlooked, I think, but that Chiefs defense is the best defense Mahomes has had.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to make a difference, too, in this game. I think it's going to be – I mean, I like both teams. I wouldn't feel – you know, it's not like I do think the Chiefs will win. And if I'm watching the game, I will be rooting more a little bit more for the Chiefs. But if it was any other team playing for the AFC, I'd be all over the Niners rooting for them. So I like both teams. So we'll see how that one plays out. Hey, I want to mention one quick thing. I was looking at some of these mock drafts, and it's amazing how these Viking fans/sycophants, they try to make it so that they can get the players they want the team to get. Now, apparently, there are people who think 11 would be way too soon to go after J.J. McCarthy. This one guy had him taking a defensive end at 11 and then moving up at the end of the first round so they can get J.J. McCarthy. When you're doing a mock drafts are stupid. I did them. I mean, and I admit they're stupid because there are guys that, you know, we're not talking about nailing the exact pick, that some of them don't even get a third of them right in terms of how many the players that are going in the first round. The best thing to do is watch wherever Mel Kiper is, because the first time a guy he didn't pick for a team is taken, he goes nuts because he doesn't understand how they could not be as smart as he is. And I knew Mel. I used to talk to him every year back when I did mock drafts, and this was before he became huge. But I always liked Mel, but it's just, I mean, these guys get so whipped up. It's a mock draft being done by someone who does not have the access or the information available to them like NFL teams do. And NFL teams will make mistakes, but they're never going to nail a mock draft. So it's sort of that thing for entertainment purposes only is the way it needs to be portrayed. So it's my little primer on a mock draft. Meantime, the BS show. Thank you, Jeff O'Brien, attorney Jeff O'Brien, needs to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.